So let's get to it. Lord Jesus, please open our eyes and help us, Father. We recognize, Lord Jesus, that we can do nothing without you, and we can also get all the wrong answers if we don't come to you first in the right way. So soften our hearts, hold us, help us. In Jesus' name, amen. So you'll notice that I have a number of scriptures. And you can pause it, you can read it, you can go and visit it yourself. I use the old King James Bible so that I can not include the italics, which was added by man, and so get the purest scripture that was originally provided, right? So, the story of the new puppy. So I'm more a storyteller than anything else, and I tend to just tell the stories. But in these videos, I'm also giving you scriptures to go and research and spend on time with the Lord, right? So the first one is, do not propagate the hidden problems, but remove them early and stop others doing them. Well, this is what can happen, right? I go out and I buy a new puppy, and I'm walking down the stairs one night, and I'm walking barefoot, and I step in one of the doggy's doo-doos, and it squelched between my toes, and it's ah. But at least I know that's where it did the problem. You see, the alternative is that I walk down, and maybe I'm wearing my slippers. I go down and I step in it. I don't know I've stepped in it. I walk down and go to the fridge or wherever else I'm going, and come back up again and go back to sleep. And I come down later. Firstly, there's a terrible smell in the air. Can't detect where it's coming from. But when I start to look around, I can see that not only where I walked it all over, but how everybody else crisscrossed over that and they walked it into place. I can smell it in the carpet, but I cannot see anything. And it's the same thing with that which we come across. And those problems could be hidden problems, but we can propagate them. What we really need to make sure that we're rather very circumspect about the way we walk, what we do, what we say, and correct what's not true so that nobody else goes and picks it up and walks off with it and goes and carries it and does things with it. We're just as accountable for the things that we do as we are for the things that we don't do, and not stopping something is just as bad. Now, the next set of scriptures is removing all idols and show people what an idol is so that they can clean and they can stay clean. Exodus 20, verse 1 to 21, that's your Ten Commandments, right? And right up front, God says, I am the Lord your God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And that means in your house, you do not have any of these other gods. Right? And there are so many different kinds of gods and stuff that people worship as gods. And we need to make sure that we actually keep ourselves pure and clean. One thing you can do there is you can go to this link here, multidimensionalthinkers.com, spiritual warfare. And if you click on that, it takes you to this site. And you can go through and you can read out all about identify the lie of Satan is probably the most fundamental and really helpful. Then you've got how to do spiritual house cleaning, and there's also a bit further down. There's a missionary story. There's a Satanist high priest who tells his story. That's quite a funny one. And then there's this novel for teens. It's called The Spirit Guide. And it's for teens and adults and parents, grandparents, anybody who wants to watch over and protect their children, you can go there. That, by the way, The Spirit Guide, is also the same spirit guide here. So get back to our discussion. So it's important to remember then how other people are going to pick up what you say, and they're going to carry it forward, and they're going to carry it forward. And God has a problem with that. He has a problem with us being part of a problem. So take that to the Lord, and as He leads you, so be guided.